So, welcome to this week's episode of Coffee Talk. If you just joined, Coffee Talks are short in between episodes where we read your user-submitted stories, hang out with friends, talk about witchy pop culture, and chat with you about what's going on in our personal practices. If you want to be featured on Coffee Talk, email us at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com, or you can send us your submission on our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com, and you can send us your tips, your ghost stories, or any kind of funny story you think the community would love to hear. And if like not writing out an entire, if writing out an email is just not your thing, like you don't want to spend all that time, you can just send us like a little voicemail, and it's just like a voice note, and it's like 3 minutes long. And if you need to call back to leave the rest of your story, we'll piece it together. But yeah, tell us if we can share your name, or if you prefer to stay anonymous. Your social media usernames are also a great way to get credit. But yeah, so obviously I read this all out by myself. So that means Robin is not here. She is enjoying time away with her family, like nothing bad has happened. But I am joined by someone, and I'm joined by Loretta of Lady Moon Co. And if you don't know Lady Moon Co., I mean, how dare you? I mean, the story is amazing. It's so good. And aww, you also have a podcast, right? Like the Third Eye podcast.
Yes, I do a podcast with my dear friend Caitlin, and it is called Third Eye Bind, not to be confused with the band Third Eye Blind, Third Eye Bind, which comes up if you Google it. It'll autocorrect to Third Eye Blind, but it's not that. It was a play on that band's name, so I kind of asked for that. But yes, you can Googs that and it'll pop up for you. Yeah. Hi, everyone.
But yeah, I mean, that's really funny. We'll just get everyone like who's listening to go ahead and type your podcast name in and be like, no, it's actually this. So maybe the algorithm would be
did
like.
Did you mean Third Eye Blind? No.
No,
I
not
did
at all.
Not mean that. Yes, there are like 50 episodes that we did. So for your listening and viewing pleasure, it's also a visual podcast. So you can look at us and say, how pretty.
It is so pretty. You guys have like this whole stage and everything. It is so aesthetically pleasing. So aesthetically pleasing.
Thank you. Thank you. We try.
And you guys talk about like super important, like witchy topics, which, you know.
Yeah, we try to get into all the bullshit and the, you know, the things we should be thinking about. Yeah, it's fun. It's really fun. It's a good time.
But we thought we would talk about like we'll go over some ghost stories and about like what we're planning for next week. But yeah, what are your Halloween plans? Do you have any?
Yeah, I'm actually going to be bending at the Witches Confluence in San Francisco, which will be really fun. And that's like November 2nd. So I'll be traveling during Halloween. I think I'm going to be in my hometown during Halloween, which is going to be kind of fun and weird because I never really am. But, you know, going back to the place where you used to trick or treat, and I'm probably going to hang out with my dad and like my childhood best friend. And like, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't
know.
That
sounds like fun. Does your hometown like go all out for like Halloween?
No, I mean, from the central coast of California. So no, California, we like Halloween, but not as much as the East Coast, the true fall, because they have the seasons, you know. Where are you located again?
It's not fair. I'm in South Carolina, so it's basically
okay, so you're
the
in the
same
South
thing.
Yeah, you have a season.
Not really.
Well, oh, you don't have seasons. Okay.
No.
I have no idea. I'm a dumbass.
We have
Californian.
Second summer, fall, spring.
Okay. Yeah. That's like us. Oh, that's nice. Yeah. So when I think when you experience the actual seasons, you have a different like connection to them. And definitely. I'm okay with not. I just want fall, and then I'm like, okay, bye. Like, I don't want snow. I don't deal with that. I don't deal with snow.
Yeah.
That's something that scares me deeply as a Southern Californian. I don't like it.
Yeah, I always say, like, I will take snow on the winter solstice, and that is it. That is it. Like,
I won't even take that. But you know, it's funny that we're talking about wintertime, because I was just talking about this and how much I was like, I've always hated Christmas time. Like, I don't enjoy it. And I think it's because, yes, like around this time, the veil is thin, you know. Well, yeah, what happens after like wintertime is the scariest time of year.
Yeah.
Really. It's not autumn. It's winter time, right?
Yeah.
It's terrifying. And we don't treat it like it's terrifying. And that juxtaposition is weird. Like, Christmas is like, yay, joy, consumerism. But it's like, that doesn't match how I feel inside, which is fucking terrified of everything. So I think that's why. It's spooky. Yeah.
It is. Well, Robin and I discuss this all the time, and we talk about the veil and stuff like that. And we're like, we really believe, like, through our own experiences and stuff, it goes from autumn to winter, and then spring, like, things settle down. And it's the whole, like, it's the darkest time of year. You're paying more attention. You're more time at home. Like, this creepy stuff will happen. And, you know, Victorians got it right. They knew it was creepy because they had, like, the Victorian ghost stories and stuff. Like, it was a time for ghost stories. In a complete agreement.
It's just this mask of the consumer Christian whatever agenda. It's weird. It's just super weird to me, but I'm gonna try to enjoy it and be extra spooky. So I don't have any specific Halloween plans, but I am going to Savannah, Georgia for the first time in November. So I think that counts.
So
I think
close.
That counts. Yeah,
that's
I know.
Amazing.
Savannah is.
Yeah, Savannah is like one of our favorite places for me and my wife to go to, especially for ghost stuff. Like, yeah. If you want tips or tricks, like, we've been on many of the ghost tours and stuff. So just let me know.
I'm investigating the Sorrel Weed House.
Oh, no way. Yeah. That's amazing. How
that's
exciting.
I am very excited. And it's like a late night small group thing. So it's like 11 to 1 a.m. They give you, equipment and all this stuff. So I'm so excited to try and see what happens. So I might have more ghost stories after November 13th when I come home. But yes, I'm excited about that.
That does sound exciting. Like, I want to do that. We've just
Come
been
with.
On those tours. Like, that sounds like a blast.
Come with. That would be so fun.
But speaking of ghost stories, do you have any, like, you know, encounters with spirits and stuff like that that sticks out to you?
I have a few. So I've never actually seen my Claire is not seeing things. It's not that. Mm-hmm. It's like all the other ones where you can easily second guess yourself. you know what I'm saying? But I was lightly possessed once.
Excuse me?
I was just a light possesh. So I was, to make a long story a little more condensed, I was filming a short film here in Los Angeles at this abandoned hospital. Can't remember the name right now, but it's a shooting location for a lot of different, but it's this abandoned hospital in East LA that was, when it was active, was, you know, a lot of like gang activity, a lot of just traumatic stuff kind of having to do with that in that area of LA. And so that's the backstory, and it closed down, and then it's super creepy, and people, like, I think End of Days was filmed in there, like parts of it, with that movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like, it's a horror movie. Yeah, so people shoot in there a lot, but Linda Vista, that's what it was called. I don't think it's open anymore. But anyway, we're shooting in there all day, and it was just like really, really creepy and weird. And near the end of the day, I remember I was super tired, and like all of a sudden I just started like getting really mad and angry and like saying things that were like really inappropriate and like things I wouldn't say, like things I would not say, things that an angry male, maybe a little homophobic, would say. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what? To no one. I was just mad. And then I had to run out of the building.
Yeah.
And yeah, I ran out of the building, and then it sort of chilled. But it was weird. It was like a light possesh. It wasn't like my head was spinning. But it was a moment of like, oh, that's really crazy. So there was that. That happened.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm glad you didn't have like a hitchhiking ghost who just like decided to follow you.
I mean, no, it was, but I think, you know, it made sense because my energy at the end of the day was probably a little more easy to jump. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a full jump. I didn't like black out. It was weird. It was like a half jump.
Yeah.
A half sandwich soup combo of possession.
Not the full practicing then?
Yeah.
So did you go home and just like immediately like put yourself in a salt bath and like with a bunch
I
of
think
dirt
I'd,
and be like
yeah, essentially it was like I took a shower.
Yeah.
Which showering's like my daily everything. I fucking love showers at night.
Yeah,
and then that was very crazy. And then this other time, a different kind of experience, I was road tripping up to Washington State, and we were going through Oregon, and we had to stay at this really random Airbnb. By the way, Oregon is the south of the Pacific Northwest, and you can't change my mind. So Oregon scares the shit out of me. I'm sorry, everyone who's from Oregon. You scare me. Even Portland, yes, you scare the fucking shit out of me, too. So I love you, but holy crap. What? Why are you trying to pump my gas? I don't know what's happening. Do you in your state have people pump your gas for you?
No, but I do have family in Pennsylvania, and I don't know if it's different now, but it was like that in Pennsylvania when I did visit once upon a time.
Here in good old California, we do not do that. And it was just, it's jarring to be in the buttfuck middle of nowhere in Oregon and have some creepy dude be like, hey. No, it's like, am I in Alabama or Oregon?
That's
I don't
like
know.
An introvert's like worst nightmare. You're
that's,
like forced
I'm such a hater,
for,
I'm
like,
sorry.
Every time
but
you get
true.
Gas or the small talk.
How is that safe? Anyway. That was the vibe sort of where we were at. And yeah. we got to sort of more the coastal side, and we stayed at this random Airbnb that I thought would be cute, but was absolutely weird. Like, it was a weird neighborhood. The neighbors were like kind of like looking at you. And like, so I go in this house, and clearly like old people live there and they like creepy, weird stuff. And there was like dolls. But not dolls like you think. Dolls like with just their faces painted on and not like fully. I can't explain it. It was just these really weird things. And I have photos I could send you. But okay. The bathroom is weird. So I took a shower. We were super tired. Had my dog with us. And we went to bed. And I hear like rustling in our luggage was off in this other little part of the room. I hear like what sounds like something kind of rustling through our stuff, because we had some plastic bags from like buying things.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh shit, is there like a mouse? So I get up, and as soon as I get up, it stops. And I was like, okay, the mouse got scared, you know, and froze up. And then but I didn't see anything. I did not see anything. No mouse. I kind of moved stuff around. And then I lay back in bed and it happens again. And the same thing happens. I get up and there's nothing moving. There's nothing, like there's nothing there. And I was like, what the fuck? But it was sort of like when I first stood up, it wasn't like I went over there. I don't know. I mean, it could have theoretically been a mouse. That's fine. I'll give, you know, the skeptics that. But then I'm laying down and I wake up to like the bed shaking. And I'm like, an earthquake. Again, I'm from California. I'm like, an earthquake. It's fine. Because I don't give a shit about earthquakes. And but then I realized like nothing else is shaking but the bed. And it was light. It was kind of like a light. It wasn't like, my husband didn't wake up. It was just like a light jostle. And I was like, oh, shit. Like someone could have been just kind of like, what are you doing? My dog didn't wake up. But I was like, I'm in Oregon. They don't really have earthquakes up here. Like, and there were no earthquakes. So the bed was shaking. And I was like, so tired. I didn't even care. I was just kind of like, oh, okay. I had driven for like 9 hours straight. It was like bad, but I think there was something in there. I'm pretty sure there was something in there because the bed was shaking. Like, it was weird. So then we just went to bed and like, I just like woke up and left like the first thing. I'm sure. So I think that place had something in it. So
it's so funny that you mentioned like your dog. Like my dog doesn't they don't wake up either. Like when I experience stuff and they don't acknowledge it whatsoever, and it's very irritating because, you know, dogs are supposed to help and be like, yeah, there's definitely something here. And like, maybe, you guys are not helpful at all.
No, maybe dogs have different levels of that too. Maybe it's not like all animals are psychic or whatever. Like maybe some dogs don't give a shit. I don't know.
And also maybe some dogs are just used to it. Like,
or they're, you know, a little deaf. I don't know.
Yeah, that too. Or deaf. I don't know. They're just like, I really don't care, and then just rolls over it and goes back to bed. Yeah. Exactly.
If you have the type of dog where like a person could walk in the room and they wouldn't care, why would, if you saw something, that why would they care then, you know? I don't know.
Exactly. That's so funny.
That's all I got, really.
Yeah. Well, those are terrifying. Yeah. Especially the possession one. I think you're good. I think you're set for like a lifetime. Like, I don't think you need to worry.
I want to see some shit, though. I'm ready.
You do?
I'm ready to see a ghost. Caitlin always gets mad at me for saying that. I'm like, I'm ready to see a ghost. And she's like, no. But, I'm ready. Savannah. It's going to be the place. Yeah. That's the most haunted city in the United States, allegedly. So we're going to be respectful, but also try to see some ghosties.
Yes. Yeah. And we'll have to have you on again so you can tell us all about it.
Okay. The Savannah breakdown. If anything crazy happens, you'll be the first to know. Okay. If I get internet crazy famous ghost photo, you guys can break the story.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you. That is very appreciated. But so for my stories, like nothing really has happened to me lately. It's been a pretty chill autumn, but I did find some nurse stories that I kept asking you guys to send me some, but no one has. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to find some creepy ones to read out because I'm just like, I'm feeling it. But okay, let's start with our first one. So this is from Muggenhauser on Reddit. I started my nursing career at a small and very old urban hospital, so small that they were closing it all up. I worked in the labor and delivery, and we were the only unit left. There were a bunch of clinics and offices, but they weren't open nights or weekends. One night, we had to do a reasonably emergent CNS on a patient who was out of town, meaning she didn't have the support person with her. As far as I remember, the CNS was going well. I scrubbed in. We were in the middle of it, and the patient stopped responding to the anesthesiologist. Her vitals were all normal, but she just stopped talking to her, stopped responding to questions. I could hear the anesthesiologist ask her, "Hey, are you okay?" a few times. After a few minutes, the patient started responding again, and all was well. I had her in the recovery room, just me and her, and the babies were in an ICU, and the things were going pretty straightforward. But I did mention to her about the strange episode during the CNS, and she said, "I saw my grandmother in the OR. I was so scared, and I asked her to hold my hand, but she told me that she couldn't touch me." That sure was something for a 23-year-old at 3 in the morning in a room far away from any coworkers in a very old and empty hospital to hear.
Whoa.
Always like those stories, like where the, you know, where someone comes and visits while at the hospital, or like people see like they see relatives like in the corner of the room, and then they end up like dying, but you could tell they crossed over with someone. But I did have one more, and of course I scrolled past it. Dun, 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 dun.
I really like the ones too where the nurse will be with a patient and then the patient will die, and then they'll see them like next to their body or something, or like they wouldn't know that they died, but they saw them, and then the timeline gets, those are really fun too.
They are. I agree. There was one story that I read, like where there was a couple that were fighting in the, like in the emergency room, and one of them had passed, like they were in separate rooms, and one of them had passed from the fight, I guess. And the guy who was alive was like, "You better get her out of my room right now." She was dead. She wasn't there.
Whoa.
I thought that was so creepy. Like, that dude's really gonna be haunted for the rest of his life. Like,
yeah.
And from the sounds of it, it's much deserved. So that was a very good story.
Really creepy.
So the last one I wanted to share was on one of my old floors I worked on. We always had weird occurrences happen at night. It was a neuro step down unit. The unit had glass walls so you could chart and monitor your patient. We had a patient who had a severe stroke and was nonverbal, feeding tube, restrained, total care, etc. They rarely had family visit too. In the middle of the night, their call light went off, and I answered it. A woman said, "He is really hurting. He needs his pain medication." So I walked into the room to check in on him. The room was dark, and nobody was there, and the patient is sleeping. I tell the nurse what happened, and I go back and sit down in the CN desk. The call light goes off. It is his room again. Same voice. "Please, he's really hurting." I get up and walk to the room. Same story. I tell the nurse, and she gives him some pain medicine through his IV, and we reposition him in bed. The call light does not go off again. It was really eerie. Strange things happen on that floor all the time.
Whoa.
That is really creepy. Like, I could imagine, like, receiving a call and it actually, like, not have a real person attached.
Yeah, like hearing it. Like, it's, like,
yeah.
What did that story say? It was a man's voice, or was it a woman's voice and then a male patient? Voice.
Yeah.
Wow. I was going to say maybe it was the patient's inner voice being like, "I'm in pain," but maybe it was someone, like, watching over him.
Yeah, especially it would sound like he was completely unresponsive, yeah. So he couldn't like speak up for himself or anything. Oh, you know, you read those stories about like people being in comas and stuff, and they're like awake the entire time and in pain, and they can't tell anyone that like they're in pain and they're suffering. Like, that is my worst nightmare. That, like,
yeah.
Five things I never want to experience at all in my life.
No, if no, possible. No. Knock on wood. That's terrible. No.
But that is all we have for you guys today. But I hope you enjoyed it. We did decide, by the way, that we're going to not have a main episode next week. We're just going to do, like, maybe including this coffee talk, but three coffee talks in a row where we just talk about ghost stories. And we are going to find some really creepy ones online to share with you guys, and also read some of yours or listen to them. But yeah, we hope you will tune in and enjoy, like, us just, like, diving straight into spooky season. But yeah. Do you want to plug in your store and your socials so people can find you and buy all the witchy stuff?
Please do. Yeah, you can find Lady Moon Co. things at Lady Moon Co. or ladymoon.co. And you guys know about the podcast already, so I think that's it. Thank you so much for letting me pop in. It was super fun.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for, you know, stepping in for Robin.
Big shoes to fill. I am not Robin.
You did great.
But I am also a tired witch. So.
Oh, that's a mood.
I am also a tired witch. But yes.
Very relatable.
Yes. Happy to help.
But yeah, thank you so much for joining us this week for Coffee Talk. We hope to see you next week for another. And check out our website for links to our submission forms, or shoot us an email at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com to tell us your ghost stories, witch stories, tips, tricks, topics you think the community would love to hear. And once again, if you just want to leave us a voicemail, that number is 351-207-0799. And as always, if you enjoy Coffee and Cauldrons, please take a moment to review us on Apple Podcasts. Or if you want to support us directly, consider joining us on Patreon, where we share your articles and special part two exclusive episodes, have a Spell the Month box, and a Discord full of fun of events. And we have so many amazing people on there. So if you're missing that community aspect in your practice, come join us. It's always a good time. But yeah, we'll see you guys next time.